And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour, starting now. Authorities say a reported bomb threat at a Walmart in Rose Common County prompted a large emergency response Thursday, but was ultimately determined to be unfounded. Emergency dispatchers received a report around 11:20 a.m. on March 12th about a possible explosive device at the Walmart Supercenter on West Houghton Lake Drive in Denton Township. The tip was reported through the FBI's national tip line, according to officials. Law enforcement quickly responded to the scene, including troopers from the Michigan State Police, deputies from the Roscommon County Sheriff's Office, and officers from the Denton Township Police Department. The store was evacuated as a precaution while authorities secured the area. Fire departments from Denton and Roscommon Townships also assisted at the scene during the response. During the investigation, nearby schools were temporarily placed in secure mode, meaning buildings were locked while activities inside continued. Michigan State Police Explosive Detection Canine Units searched the building but did not locate any explosive devices or evidence of a credible threat. Authorities cleared the scene shortly after 3:15 p.m., allowing the store to reopen, and officials later thanked the public for their patience and cooperation during the investigation. And construction is underway on a new facility for Thumb Area Transit, also known as TAT, near Bad Axe, a project officials say will support the agency's growing operations and transportation services across the region. TAT Director Ken Jimkowski said work on the long-planned project is progressing as expected. "The project is going very well," Jimkowski said. "The new facility is being built in Verona Township, just outside Bad Axe near White Limb Street and Bushland Road. Site development began in January, and the project is currently in early stages of construction. Officials expect the facility to be completed by March of 2027. The project carries a total cost of approximately $32 million, which includes the purchase of land for the new site. Funding for the facility has been secured entirely through state and federal grants, according to TAT officials. Thumb Area Transit previously received a $10 million grant through Michigan's Intermodal Capital Investment Grant Program, which is administered by the Michigan Department of Transportation and the Michigan Infrastructure Office. Jimkowski said the remaining $22 million needed for the project was also obtained through state and federal funding sources. "We are extremely happy to have secured all the funds for this project through state and federal funds without using any local dollars from Huron County," Jimkowski said. He added that support from community partners, including letters backing grant applications, played an important role in securing the funding. Once the new facility is complete, the Huron Transit Corporation plans to sell TAT's current property located at Bad Axe and East Soper Roads in the city. The transit agency has experienced steady growth in recent years, expanding both its services and vehicle fleet. Officials say the current facility has become too small to meet its operational needs. In 2025, Thumb Area Transit provided 430,000 rides, according to Jimkowski. The agency currently employs about 60 staff members. And we have two obituaries for you at this time. David Dave A. Hacker of Elkton, age 89, passed away peacefully on Thursday, March 12, 2026, at McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe, Michigan. Dave was born on February 9, 1937, in Bad Axe. He met Janet K. Anderson and married her on September 19, 1959. Dave is survived by his wife of over 66 years, Janet, children Larry, Denise, Jeff, Don, Chris, as well as 14 grandchildren and 13 great-grandchildren. In accordance with Dave's wishes, cremation is to take place, and a celebration of life for Dave will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, March 21st, 2026, at Harvest Church, 1365 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. The family will be present to share food and memories at the church fellowship hall following the service. Memorials may be made to Harvest Church. The family was assisted with these arrangements by Ransford's Funeral Home in Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordsfuneralhome.com. And Catherine Ellen K. McTaggart, age 95 of Port Hope, passed away peacefully on March 12th as well of this year. Kay was born on February 19th, 1931 in Grindstone City, Michigan. Kay would meet Harold Taggart and they were united in marriage on May 5th, 1951. Kay is survived by her three children, Alan, Jean, and Deborah, six grandchildren, and eight great-grandchildren. And funeral services for Kay will be Monday, March 16th, 2026, at 11 a.m. at the Port Hope United Methodist Church. And burial will follow in the New River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach on Sunday, March 15th, 2026, from 2 to 8 p.m. Visitation on Monday will be at the church beginning at 10 a.m. until the time of services at 11. Memorials may be offered to the Port Hope Chamber of Commerce Fireworks Fund, the Grindstone Port Hope Sportsman's Club, or the Port Hope United Methodist Church, or to a donor of your choice. Memories can be shared at RamseyFuneralHome.com. And that was your news and obituaries for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. And again, I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.